So we got a lot of aging feminists. And you know that for a lot of people who are older, particularly the women, they see beauty contests. They look at this and they say beauty contest, but you don't. It's a whole
Yeah,
I know you don't. It's a whole other way of looking at it. It's a great way of getting scholarships. It's a great way of understanding business and so on. So I do want you to help me make that point.
Okay,
this
sure.
whole, you know what I'm talking about, this whole old-fashioned stigma that
yes.
this is just another way to exploit women and see everybody's legs, is that's old hat, okay?
Okay.
So it's a new kind of post-feminist look at beauty, at these pageants, not as beauty pageants.
Okay, I like it.
So I think that's important for this age group. But I will talk to you about things that they, so meanwhile, while they're all poo-pooing, oh, it's not feminist, they all want to know, what do you wear? How do you fix your hair? You know, meanwhile, that's what they're really thinking. I'd love to be doing this, is what they're thinking. So we want to talk to you also about that preparation. But the first part is going to be right to the jugular of your relationships with your mission, actually, to bring older adults and younger generations together. That's going to what we're going to lead with. Okay?
Okay. Oh, and
now,
just one question.
Yeah.
Question real quick. So the number you sent on the email, if anyone wants to listen to that, do I just, like, give them that number and they can listen in?
Oh, no. There's a whole lot of ways to listen. And
okay.
Stuart, at the end of this, Stuart is going to give you all the ways you can tell people.
Okay, thank you.
On
great.
Their phone, on their phone, on their computer, many, many, many ways, but not, to listen. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And when it'll be up and everything, you'll know all those things. So the only other thing I wanted to tell you was that at the end of every segment there's music, and I will know when that is going on, and you won't. So
okay.
I generally will talk. If I see that there's not enough time to really both answer a question or talk, I will start to talk. But should you hear music at the end, not the beginning, there'll always be music at the beginning. At the end, you know that it's going to go to a commercial. So what you're
okay.
going to try to do there is finish your sentence.
Okay.
Now, if you don't, or if you get cut off, we have an editor who could fix it. But if you happen to hear music, you simply finish your sentence. You try to wrap up. So we're ready,
okay.
Sue. We're ready to go.
You're doing,
yes.
Okay, very good. 10 seconds of
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And one of the things that we try to do here is demystify what it means to be a little bit older for younger generations. And I belong to a whole lot of organizations that really have that as their mission. One of them is We're With It. Another one is Gen to Gen, standing, of course, for generation to generation. But I have a real live representative on my show today of the younger generation. She's all of 15 years old and already in the limelight. I'll explain that to you in a moment. Partly because of her personal life mission of bringing friendships, and she uses that word, so it's a beautiful word, bringing friendships between the generations, and I love it. So we have today with us Angelica DeSanza, as I told you, 15 years old. She is a winner. She's Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. She won that in September, but that's the first step on quite a few rungs here. She will be competing for Miss New Jersey Outstanding Teen come January 2020, and then go on. The Northern Scholarship Program local competitions is a preliminary to, you know it, Miss America Outstanding Teen, and then, of course, Miss America. So we like to say it's not your grandmother's beauty pageant anymore. It's something entirely different for the post-feminist woman who's coming out loud and proud about her own abilities. But in this particular case, Angelica is also coming out loud and proud about intergenerational relationships. So, Angelica, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so glad that we can make this generation connection today.
Oh, she's too peppy. Very, very peppy. You can see why she's a winner. So, but it is a surprise. Let's face it. It's a very surprising mission that you have. Now, I know you're a harpist. I know that you play beautiful music. I know that you go to senior centers and so on and entertain. But how did it begin? How did you even get to think that this was going to be one of your missions and then bring it out into the public?
You know, I did not expect for this to happen. It just gradually occurred. One day, an elderly gentleman entered my life, and he became like an adopted grandfather to me because both of my grandfathers died before I was born. So he became that figure in my life, and our family became very, very close to him. One day, he had a massive stroke, and he was sent to the hospital. And he then, after that, he went to live in one of those senior residences. So we went to visit him there during the last few years of his life, and I guess I didn't realize how much of an impact it had on me. It was just something that I was going through. And then when it came to the last week of his life, I was there in the hospital with him, just letting him know that I was there to comfort him and sponging his lips because he couldn't drink any water. And I just, afterwards, after he passed, it had this profound effect on me. Then a lady asked me if I wanted to accompany her to go to one of these resident places and play guitar, play some of like the engaging songs that the seniors would know, whether it was Christmas songs or patriotic songs. And we started doing that, and it was amazing. They remembered every single word, and they were so grateful that we came, and they were so excited that we just kept going back. And then I went to a different one, and then I went to a different one. And so I rotate different facilities each week. I think it's three facilities that I go to, and it's amazing. When I go there, they're always so happy when I come. They're so happy that I came, and it makes me so happy that I know I made their day.
Well, you certainly did make their day. And you know, here, this is one of the peculiar shows of the world, I think, because we really do look at the truth about aging. And according to an institute called the Max Planck Institute in Germany, you may go there one day. I know you'll be a traveler. It says that 63% of how we think about our own aging has to do with the older people in our lives. So this fellow that you took such good care of, let's honor him too. What was his first name?
His name was Tom.
Let's honor Tom for a minute here by saying whatever he did to get into your heart now has resonated in you, and then you bring it out to so many people week after week. So that's a terrific thing. But that's not all. For those of you listening, let me remind you that we bring different aspects of aging to every single one of you. And many of my listeners are grandparents. And many of them have younger kids too. Not everybody listening is an elder themselves. And most of us are actually baby boomers in the audience. So we want to inspire younger people to do some of the things that Angelica DeSanza has done. You don't always have to become the future Miss America. But It was it difficult, Angelica? I mean, did you just knock on doors of older adult communities and say, can I bring my harp? I mean, didn't they ask you a whole lot of questions? How do you get started as a volunteer with this kind of thing?
It depends on the place. I mean, the facility that I first started at, I think they were so grateful that someone just wanted to come in and engage the residents the residences that they were just like, oh, okay, sure. We just, like, we'll give it a trial run. We'll see how this goes. And then there's other facilities that I have asked, and they want us to fill out a whole volunteer sheet, background check. And I totally understand that because they have to protect their residences. So I definitely get that. So it depends on the place that you go to. Some may be more relaxed and want you to immediately start just because they know that the people there need this type of friendship and relationship that they can interact with someone. And then others want to make sure that they are more thorough. So, again, it all depends on the facility that you go to.
Now, I do want to remind everybody, there is such a thing as a volunteermatch.com, just like if you're looking for dating, you can also match up with a different volunteer organization through the website, free website, volunteermatch.com. Oddly enough, when I did that, Angelica, I thought I was also going to volunteer at senior centers for obvious reasons, and I ended up being a grief facilitator for children. So you never know where your journey is going to lead you.
Wow.
But take a look at volunteermatch.com, and it will tell you different facilities in the field of aging that are looking for volunteers. Now, before we go any further, we're going to play a little bit of a we call them drop-ins on our show. But what they really mean is things that I've recorded that I think everybody ought to know. And one of them has to do with how happy we really are when we're older. It's called the U-Bend. And let's hear a bit about it now, then I'm going to talk to Angelica about it in a moment. Let's hear about the U-Bend. The U-Bend is back in the news. That's the graphic which shows that the nadir of our happiness is in our 40s and 50s when it begins to rise and happiness quotients continue to rise as we age. A study of 1,500 adults aged 21 to 100 revealed the paradoxical trend that mental health and happiness improves with aging. Of course, we are culturally programmed to believe just the opposite, as shown in a study conducted by the Sanford School of Public Policy, which revealed that both 30-year-olds and 70-year-old participants said that the 30-year-olds must be happier. But when asked questions, the answers showed just the opposite. Why so? Financial security, more leisure time, the ability to pursue life purpose, less stress are all contributing factors to happiness or life satisfaction, and all of these factors improve with age. So that's so counterintuitive. We're here right now with Angelica DeSanza. She's 15 years old. You wouldn't know that by listening to her very sophisticated answers to our questions. But why is she so sophisticated? Well, she's Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. Eventually, stepping stones go up and up to Miss America, and of course, Miss America Outstanding Teen. So she will be in competition for a while, and on this show, we're going to talk about how those competitions actually go. But in addition to her volunteer work, in addition to her music work, she's an author, and that book is called A Different Kind of Crown. Now, you can get that book. It's for kids from kindergarten up through about sixth grade, for them to read on their own, for you to read to them at different levels of understanding. And it's on Amazon, of course, .com, Amazon, and Lulu, both Lulu and Amazon. And it's called A Different Kind of Crown. So if you're interested in having this intergenerational connection, which is so important, with your grandkids, with your younger children, if you are a volunteer, please go ahead and get a copy of Angelica's wonderful book. It will change a lot of lives, and it will make a very, very big difference in how the younger folks in your life view the older folks. Now, given that U-bend curve we just heard about, when we come back, we're going to talk to Angelica about what she gets from meeting older folks, and is it true that they seem to be happier and more contented than she expected? So don't you guys go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, we're off. You see how it goes?
Yeah.
Pretty easy, right?
Yes.
Pretty easy.
That was easy.
That was easy. And now the next one, we're going to talk a little bit about the book, okay? But I always ask everybody, every guest, is there anything major that you want me to bring out so that I make sure I get everything out that you would like to say?
I mean, just really, like, I love getting across, like, my platform. So just really talking about that, because I don't have a whole lot of opportunities to talk with someone that, like, really we can relate on this. Because a lot of people are more, they talk more about the organization itself. And meanwhile, I love the organization. It's so great that I also have someone that is interested in my platform. So just talking about my platform is super great for me.
And what is the official name of the organization? The Miss Northern Lakes, or what is the official name?
The official name is it's the Miss America organization, because I'm under that.
Got it. Okay,
and also, one small thing that I think we might have sent the wrong paperwork, I want a new title, so it's actually Northern Lights instead of Lakes. I want a new title. I think we sent you accidentally the old paperwork. But that's totally fine. No one's going to know that.
We'll fix it, and we won't mention Northern Lights. Okay, we're ready to go, Sue.
Okay.
Yep.
You may think that I'm full of it. Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and we have a little bit of housekeeping here at Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. First, please go to our radio website, very simple, generationboldradio.com. And if you give me your email address, you will get our new weekly, comes every Monday, note from me. I won't say it's a newsletter. I'll say it's hints and tips on successful aging, previews of the shows coming up, reports on the articles on our blog, Aging for Beginners, and of course, a lot of great discounts on things you need to age successfully. So that's generationboldradio.com. And if you go to adrienneberg.com, that's the place where you will find Ask Adrienne. And if you have a guest, a topic, anything you'd like us to cover, you let me know. If you have an event and you need a speaker on the field of successful aging, call me and let me know. Adrienneberg.com is the way to contact me for any of these things. Now, right now, we are on the air with Angelica DeSanza. She's 15 years old. She is the winner of Miss Northern Lights Outstanding Teen on the way to the Miss America pageant. There's a couple of steps in between, but we know she'll make it. And one of the things I asked her during the break was, is there anything that you really want to bring out? So, Angelica, your answer to me was, yes, I want to talk about my platform. And we know that the reason you're on this show is that platform has to do with friendships between generations. And we just heard that older adults are not always the dreariest, neediest in the world. In fact, on a happiness curve, they're pretty high up there. So tell us a little bit about your platform and how you've been enhanced, really, by meeting older people, not just what you've been doing for them.
You know, when I go to these facilities, especially this one right here actually in Lebanon, there's this one woman there, and she is the happiest woman you could ever meet. She reminds me of my grandmother. She is just so lovable, so kind, and so appreciative. I mean, just talking to her, you see the joy in her eyes, and I don't think she's ever probably complained in a day in her life. Like, she loves being there. She actually used to work for the facility, and now that she's older, she lives at the facility because she's being taken care of there. But she still, even though she's a resident there, she is still serving. She tries to put the tablecloths on the table, and it just amazes me that this this lady, she's finding joy in every single circumstance, and it spreads to me that it gives me perspective that whatever I'm going through in life, here's this woman living in this facility, and she's so happy. And I know that I'm like, wow, whatever's going on in my life, if she can find joy in this situation, then I can find joy in any other circumstance. I know that for sure.
I know that, you know what, that's called wisdom, and it's a word that we rarely use anymore, honestly, Angelica, but what we're supposed to contribute to you is wisdom. What you're supposed to contribute to us is excitement and joy, and that's exactly what's happening. Now, it's pretty interesting because Angelica is an author. She's not only a musician, a harpist, a pageant winner, of course, somebody who's very, very passionate about friendships among the generations, but she's also an author. And you can find her books, as you can find most books, on Amazon and Lulu in her case. And it's called A Different Kind of Crown. So I wanted to bring this up to you, Angelica. I just visited one of the leading medical researchers in the field of aging. And his name is Dr. Nir Barzilli. And all he wanted to talk to me about, I came to learn about his research, and he's going to be on our show. All he wanted to talk to me about is this fascinating project in Israel that he's just enamored by. They take four-year-olds, and they bring them into these assisted livings with folks. They have to be over the age of 80. And what they've discovered is that the four-year-olds, they could really use your book. They should read your book. I've become very compassionate. They have a sophisticated idea of compassion. So if somebody can't hear, they begin to sit on the correct side of the good ear. If somebody can't walk, they walk slower so that the person can keep up with them and walk with them. And it's very interesting looking at this behavior scientifically. Now, I'm going to throw it to you now. You have been working in three different locations. What do you see? Are these elders showing up for your activity? Because one of the things we hear all the time is, oh, we can give them activities, but they don't come. And when they do, are they showing joy? Are they staying for the whole time? Is it changing the way you have seen aging?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever I go, they immediately start bringing in the people. And people, when they see us walk in the hallway and I have my guitar or if I sometimes bring the harp occasionally, they immediately are like, oh, you're playing music. And they come down to the activities room and they'll stay. And honestly, I think they would probably skip lunch if we stayed longer. But we always come before lunch and we leave about lunchtime. But this definitely has changed the way that I look at aging. I don't fear aging. I look at these people and I see the wisdom that they contain and how much you can learn from them. And I could sit and listen to an old gentleman for hours hearing that maybe he served in World War II and just all the stories that they can share and the wisdom they can impart to me. And actually something that you said about the four-year-olds and how they are with the residences, I wrote a research paper and I found out that one of the programs that they have is that they're building preschools onto elder care facilities so that they can have the young children interact with the seniors. And I thought that is such a great thing to do because we all know children can bring such joy, especially to someone of the older generation, and they get to interact and the children can gain, like you said, compassion, wisdom, have an understanding because children tend to fear something that they don't understand. And that's where if they understand the implications of aging and understand that these people, they are so sweet and kind, there's no reason to fear aging, they are going to better understand it.
Well, you know, this is so well said, which explains to me why you win your pageants. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about the pageants themselves. I mean, your platform is very, very clear, and I think it's going to go not just nationally, but it's an international conversation now that we're having and very, very important to all of us. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about pageants. I think a lot of people are very interested in it. I think they have maybe some conflicting views about what it means to be in a pageant like this, there's always been, you know, feminist controversy. There's always been issues of why are people doing this? And with you, it seems so clear from your platform. Still, be very, very interesting to get upfront, personal, and behind the scenes a little bit when it comes to these pageants. And also, when we come back, we're going to introduce you to something brand new. It took me 4 years, almost five, to put together just a couple of different things that I want you to know about that will make your life better. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay, Stu? So you may have to tighten up that last thing. And I'm going to start with the store. So, okay, so we're going to be quiet for a few minutes when Stuart, a few seconds really, when Stuart tells us. And we're going to plow into the pageant side of things a little bit.
Okay, sounds great.
We have a long, we have a longer segment here than we had before, so we have some time. Yes, I do. Yes, I'm ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And you can hear us everywhere now. Of course, generationboldradio.com, Stitcher, Apple. If you are a podcaster aficionado at all, it probably is on the podcast disseminator of your choice. But, of course, we're also syndicated. You can take a look at BizTalk, which is an app. It's a free app, and it'll show you exactly how to listen to through the BizTalk channel or anytime 24/7. GenerationBoldRadio.com archives every single one of our shows. We keep adding shows that we've done in the past. We have 4 or 5 years worth of shows. Okay, don't forget to give us your email at Generation Bold Radio, and you will get a heads up on everywhere I'm speaking, all of my blog posts, previews of the radio shows and podcasts coming up, and lots of great hints and tips. Right now, I want you to hear a bit about our new store. It took me 5 years to put it up. But let's hear a little bit about the Generation Bold store. Hooray, our Generation Bold store is up and running. Just visit our website, generationboldradio.com, for access to unique products and services like luggage forwarding for your next trip, gorgeous Brazos canes and hiking sticks, Wander Club charms to commemorate your every adventure. I handpicked everything in the store to add fun and ease to your life. It makes a great gift, it's priced right, and it's of the finest quality whatever has been selected. All these items truly enhance my life, and I want you to discover them as well. Visit GenerationBoldRadio.com and see for yourself. All right, now let's get back to our program. We're here with Angelica DeSanza. She is the recent winner, only in September of this year, of Miss Northern Lights Outstanding Teen. She's going on in January to the next phase, Miss New Jersey Outstanding Teen. And all this leads up to Miss America Outstanding Teen and Miss America itself. So you're hearing a pageant winner. And Angelica, you know, we have a lot of thoughts, particularly us aging feminists, about beauty pageants. That's what we think of it. We think it's a way to display ourselves. But that is not true. As I say, it's not your grandmother's beauty pageant anymore. Tell us what's really behind it in your own motivation for having put yourself through a lot of work, I would think, to become a winner.
Well, actually, before I competed in the Miss America organization, I had so many misconceptions. I thought to myself, like you said, oh, beauty pageant, nope, not for me. That's not my thing. I don't really like that. But as I was looking into it more, I looked up ways to earn scholarship money, and I found out that the Miss America organization is one of the largest scholarship organizations. So I did some more research on the topic, and I was looking around the website, and I saw that the misconception comes from the swimsuit, especially because I realized that it's only 10% of the overall score for the older Miss contestants. And I realized that's where that misconception is coming from. It may only be a 2-3 minute segment, but that's where everyone thinks, oh, that's a beauty pageant and it's based on looks. Well, then Miss America recently just took away the swimsuit because they wanted to demonstrate that it's really about the brains, it's the brains of the girl, and how can she talk and how can she hold herself in a room. Then I entered the organization and in the teen division, and then I won my first local competition, and then I started preparing for the state competition. And a lot of work goes into it. You have to practice for interview, you have to practice for your talent, for your onstage question, because you do not know what you may get. And this pageant, this competition gave me life skills, communication skills, interview skills that are going to transcend this competition. They're not going to just stop here. And that's why I think most girls don't realize that this is giving you, this is like a preparation for an interview one day, a work interview, because you have to sit down with a panel of judges. I have to actually stand, but stand in front of a panel of judges while they look at a resume and ask you questions about your resume or political things. So that is why that I wanted to enter this competition for scholarship. And then when I found out that this also had, you had to have a platform for this organization, I thought to myself, well, I've been going to senior places like for a few years now. Why can't this be my platform? And then I incorporated that to be my platform, and I love it. It's something that is coming from the heart. I think that really shows, especially to the judges, that this is something that I am very passionate about and that I want this to grow and flourish and to tell other people about my platform and all the scholarship that I have made through the Miss America organization.
Well, you know, it's wonderful, because really what this was for you, and I would think even for the folks, the young ladies that didn't win, it was an opportunity for self-examination. And to say to yourself, who am I really and what would I like to be in the world? And how can I say that in a way that other people would understand it? And I think that's what you mean by a platform. Might call it a mission, but they call it a platform. And really what it is what can I do? What can I do to give? Now, when you're older, you add another word to that, Angelica. You say, what can I do to give back? Because usually the world already has given you something. But you're only 15. You don't have anything to give back yet. You just have to give. And you're doing it really beautifully. Meanwhile, I need the gossip. Give me a little gossip. How do you pick? Look, there's clothes. You have to look beautiful. Let's lay that on the line. By the way, I think that's important. Do you prepare your own clothes? Do you have to bring your own clothes? Do you create your own look? Or do they help you with the way you look? How much support do you get on that, or is it all your own creation?
It is based on my choices, and I love Audrey Hepburn's style. I try to mimic her style. I think it's just classy and timeless, and it's going to be classic forever. So whenever I find clothes, I'm like, this reminds me of her. Okay, I like it. But The wardrobe is whatever I choose, and I love it. I love picking things that make me feel sophisticated and elegant, especially with the harp. I mean, I love the color black. Black reminds me of being a harpist and just feeling so sophisticated and classy. And that, I love picking out clothes for this competition. That is one fun thing that I can do for this competition.
Yeah, you know what? It does sound like fun, but we have a couple of minutes. More gossip. You know that whenever they do a movie about pageants, any kind of pageants, of people of any age, they show a lot of catty girls. That's what they show. Everybody's trying to outdo the other one and so on. Now, on the other hand, I'm not saying that this is all Pollyanna and everybody feels, you know, kumbaya. What's the truth there? Are you all just too absorbed in what you're doing to even communicate with each other, or are some friendships made?
Oh, no, there's definitely friendships that are made through this competition, because depending on the system, I have someone named Miss Northern Lights. She is basically the older version of me. She is now in the older division, so she is 18 to 25 years old. And
that
she
old,
is,
okay.
Yeah, so she's, okay, she can ahead. Compete for the Miss America organization. So, sorry, for the Miss America, where I can compete for Miss America's outstanding teen, because I'm in the teen division. But
right.
she is the sweetest thing. I have gotten together with her a few times, and we've just talked and encouraged each other. And she really pours into people. Like, you can tell she invests in people, and she's so sweet. And other girls to the competition, you can tell we aren't like the movies. We're not trying to tear each other down. We try to build each other up. And yes, it is a competition, but it's not like the catty girls you see in the movie. We stay focused on how we are doing, and we build each other up along the way, and we make sure that there is no tearing down. It's like a sisterhood, and we are happy for whoever wins, and we are always going to be there for each other.
You know, that we have so much in common, you and I, Angelica. Your friend that you like who's older is 18, and the friend I like who's older is 78. So you see, we have a lot in common. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your grandkids. How do you get started in this program, this kind of competitive program? We'll talk a little bit more about the intergenerational platform that Angelica has, her book, A Different Kind of Crown, and the messages that are in there. And don't go away, because we're always here to give you new news about your health, which we will be covering when we come back. And that particularly will be heart health. So don't you guys go anywhere. We shall return right here on Generation Bold Radio.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, are we on the last segment, Stuart?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not on the air now, Angelica. So,
okay.
You know, it runs away with us. It feels like it's going to be long, but it runs away. So I am going to ask you, if somebody listening wants to help a young person start on the path of being in the pageant, what's the first thing they should do? Now, you went on the website, so maybe that's it. So is that what you would do?
Yes, you would go on the website, and they list all the local directors for this competition. So
Okay. If
you live in Somerset County, Hunterdon, anywhere down by the shore, South Jersey, North Jersey, you find someone that is close, and you contact them and email them and ask them, what is your competition, what does it entail, et cetera.
Okay, so you'll answer that, but remember that it's a national show, so instead of just saying Jersey, you'd say in your location. You know, same thing. Now,
sure.
The other is the book. I'm going to ask you a little bit about the content that's in the book. What are you bringing out there? Okay. And then, again, I'll ask you now, is there anything that I'm missing that you would like to discuss? Because it covered a lot of good ground.
I think we're covering it, yeah, with the describing
right.
the book, anything about the pageant program, and I think we're doing a very good job.
Great.
You're doing a
okay.
great job.
Thank you. So we're ready, Sue.
Okay. You want to drop in on this?
Yes, we're going to have the heart.
Heart?
Yeah, you see heart?
Okay, but you wrote wonderful.
Yeah, but not. We're not going to do that.
Heart, you want. Okay.
Yeah.
Think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am
hello, hello, hello. And I say this every single week. It's amazing to me. We're just about in the last segment of our show. I got a lot of stuff in. So first of all, we are speaking with Angelica DeSanza. She's 15 years old. We're very proud of her locally because she's Miss Northern Lights Outstanding Teen, and she comes from our little area here in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey. But she's speaking very much to all of us all over the world because her platform is intergenerational friendship. She talks the talk and she walks the walk. She works in three different senior communities. She brings her harp, her guitar, and her heart to every single one of them. Now, on the other hand, she brought that platform to the beginning of her journey to the Miss America contest. And she is a winner, and she'll be going up that rung. So for those of you who are listening and thinking, this sounds good. Angelica just said scholarship. She said a lot of magic words, friendship, scholarship, all these things. How do you get started? If you want to counsel a younger person or somebody your age, or how would they get started in this road in pageants, particularly the Miss America pageant?
Well, first you would look up the Miss America website, and you can go on and look at the different, wherever you live, you can look at the different locations and then look specifically, oh, in my area, do I see a director for this county, this place? And depending on where you live, you can email the directors and you can ask them, what does your competition entail? When does it happen? Could you help walk us through it? My first director was amazing. She immediately responded right away to my mother's email, and she immediately wanted to set up something. She was like, sure, we can meet at Dunkin' Donuts and I can talk to you about everything. And that was so great. She was so sweet to do that. And my directors now, Lori, Elise, and Julie, they are so sweet. They make sure that I feel comfortable with everything. And that is something that I love about this organization. So if you want to get involved, go on the Miss America website and you can find a local director to contact, and then they will hopefully answer all the questions that you may have.
You know, one of the things I've known about the pageant, Miss America and so on, is for a very world-class organization, it's very grassroots. It's extremely local. And the way it's set up is a very interesting geographical hierarchy. Then you get higher and higher up, and eventually you become a winner nationally and then internationally too. So get on that website if you have an interest. Now, one of the things we do on this show is we also tell you new breakthroughs in aging. And of course, when we think about aging, we mostly think about our health. Although this show is far from that, it's also about life purpose and work and retirement and housing and how you feel about each other and your relationships and everything from your hearing really to your palate. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about heart and what we know about that. Let's hear about that right now. If you want a healthier heart, you've got to have friends. Significant sociologic studies reveal that socialization has a direct impact on physical and mental health. This probably comes as no surprise, but the extent of the impact is rocking public policy innovators. It seems that recovery from heart disease and stroke is significantly faster for people who have support groups. Married folks live longer and with less health issues than singles. A deeper dive shows that peer modeling is a powerful cause of better health when your peers exercise and eat nutritionally. There are so many factors that lead to better health for those engaged in robust relationships that healthcare dollars are beginning to seep into social connection programs. It's not yet clear whether socialization through social media can take the place of a face-to-face communication in improving health outcomes, but you can bet there'll be a study on that one shortly. So we're speaking here with Angelica DeSanza, and I'm telling you, Angelica, I selected that little clip especially for you because you're doing it. You are creating those friendship connections with older adults that not only for the moment that you're there is making them happy and making you happy, but also is improving their health. And the connection between socialization and health is a really, really big one, as you can see. People even recovering from heart disease faster because they have connections. So I want everybody to be motivated to go out there and do this. And one thing that they can do is take a look at Angelica's latest book, which is called A Different Kind of Crown. Now, this is something that older adults can read to young kids, starting in kindergarten through sixth grade. But when they do that, tell me, what is this different kind of crown that you've been writing about? I know it's a small book. It's about 12 or 13 pages, but it has a lot of it packs a big punch.
Well, so this book, I named it A Different Kind of Crown because it's somewhat autobiographical. It's about a little girl, and she asks her mom, why is Mr. Chom's hair so white? And her mom explains to the little girl that this is a crown, and you only get this crown through living many years and having many experiences of trials and joys. And this is, and the person who has that silver hair crown deserves to be treated with the utmost respect and honor. And each hair is like a badge of honor. So then the girl, she continues on with this relationship with Mr. Tom. And then after he goes to heaven, she goes to these places where more people have silver white hair crowns. And then she wants to make them happy. And so it just continues. And so I created that book to read to children, to encourage them to, whenever you see a senior, just obviously with their parents' permission, but just talk to them, ask them questions about their life, because that will make them feel valuable that you're interested in their life. And that's something that seems so small to them, but that could make a world of difference to the senior.
Yes, and you know, Angelica, that is so true, because one of the biggest problems with this, we call them super seniors, they feel invisible. You begin to feel invisible after a while. And when somebody, no matter what age, knows that you're there, that's already a step in the right direction. So I am so proud of this show, and I'm very, very proud of you to have you on here. I know you're going into great things. I'm pretty sure everybody tells you that anyway, but it's true. And, of course, this is the fountain of truth. So when I tell you something, Angelica, it is true. You're going on to big things. And we thank you so much for being on the show. We remind everybody to take a look at Aging for Beginners, my blog. And for everybody out there, get out there, kids, and make it happen. We did it.
Wow,
pretty
that
good,
was amazing.
Huh?
Thank you so much.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
That was so cool. I'm so happy that we could do this.
Yeah, maybe you'll be on the air. Maybe that's your future. You don't know yet.
Who knows?
It's fun.
It really felt, you made it feel like a conversation, which I loved.
It is. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mom and Dad are now on. They can hear and speak.
Oh, good. All right. Stuart's saying Mom and Dad are on. They can hear and speak. But I don't know if they want to hear and speak.
During the whole show, my mother was texting me points. She's like, make sure you mention this or make sure you mention that. I was like, Mom, I can't be looking at my phone during this show.
Yeah. Well, you could because it's radio. Wait till we start to do this. We're going to start doing it with video. Then you can't do it. Then we have to put her in a closet. We'll lock her up. But right now, she did a good job. For today, she did a great job. So I thank you. Now, Stuart always sends a list of all the places that people could hear, but you now know that BizTalk, BizTalk, has an app. Of course, you can always, in a moment, I'll tell you when this will be archived on GenerationBoldRadio.com, and it's on every podcast. As soon as it's archived, it's on every the seminar. So when will that be? Do you know?
Okay, so the official air date of the show is...
Right. Okay, the official air date of this show is...
December 1st. But I will send them copies this afternoon.
But you will get copies this afternoon and links of the show. Right. So it won't be uploaded to all the podcasts until...
We uploaded the podcast on Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. Okay.
Probably Friday after Thanksgiving.
Good. So very good. So Friday after Thanksgiving, it will be uploaded so that all the people who are my study listeners will be able to hear it. They'll know it's there, and it will actually air. The air date is December 1st. That's when it goes out to all of the public.
Okay.
But he's going to send you a link today.
Okay.
And that you'll be able to send that link to anybody, whether you want to put it on your own Facebook, whether you want to wait until right before December 1st. It's up to you. You could do anything you wish with that show as if you own it. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Anything else on your list? Because that's great.
No. Wait, I don't know. Was that him? Were you talking to me or him?
Anybody. Okay. Mom, Dan, Angelica.
Can you even hear me?
Yeah, of course I hear you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me, Adrian?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you did a fantastic job. You did
a fantastic job.
Really.
Thank you. Yeah, it's first of many
for sure. I'm glad to know that there's other people that really see the value in this, because I, as of just speaking from a mother, I see women that they basically are mentoring her. And if I even think about her directors,
right,
it's all volunteers. They're mentoring her. And she likes to be around older people, but I think it's because she gains so much more than she even gives.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's
she
the
made
amazing
that very
thing
clear.
About it.
Yeah, she made it clear. So it's a great field, great profession, and many, many ways of being in that profession as well, from being a doctor to being a gerontologist to being on the air and talking about it. But good luck to everyone. This was wonderful,
thank
and
you.
I appreciate you guys being on. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're good. We did it.